This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County School District has announced that there will be no wide-ranging mask requirements for its staff and students this year, following the lead of Governor Mark Gordon, who says Wyoming will not support federal masking or vaccine mandates.
We're going to move forward aggressively to oppose vaccine mandates coming from the federal government. Really, the policies that are in Wyoming, a local state, a local control, those are the ways that make business work better.
The school board has given the district's administration the freedom to change that plan if the need arises. A resident of Fremont County has tested positive for pneumonic plague, a rare but potentially deadly infection. Believed to be the first case in the state since 2008, the infection came from contact with sick cats. Those known to have been exposed to that active case will need post-exposure treatment with antibiotics and are being notified by the Wyoming Department of Health. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. As many businesses across the state struggle to find employees, Governor Mark Gordon at the ribbon-cutting ceremony of Kennan Manufacturing in Sheridan spoke about workforce development and the fact that Wyoming is ripe for the development of new business.
The fact of the matter is that Wyoming has a more friendly, easier place to do business than anywhere else in the country.
Companies simply need to be introduced to the positive, innovative business environment in the state. The Veteran Affairs Clinic has been closed since Wednesday due to a COVID-19 exposure and will be closed through Monday. Anyone with in-person appointments scheduled will be contacted and given the option of a phone or video appointment or to reschedule their face-to-face appointment. Anyone who was in the clinic this week prior to the closure is being notified and offered COVID-19 testing. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.